judge halts sudden deportation.
She was denied a chance to apply for asylum, and she was denied a fair hearing.
Southern California wildfire roars.
We've had some small little fires, but nothing like this. This is devastating.
Revised death toll from a hurricane.
There is no lie. Always we said that it most likely will go up.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. A federal judge has threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt. CBS's Bill Rakoff says it's all about the asylum case of a woman from El Salvador and her daughter that was in progress, and the two were suddenly deported.
ACLU Attorney Jennifer Chang Newell says she was shocked to hear the news.
I mean, my heart sank immediately when I got that news, and we were frantic trying to figure out, you know, what had happened.
D.C. District Judge Emmett Sullivan ordered the plane to be turned around, calling the deportation an outrage.
To remove someone to the very, you know, danger that they're trying to avoid by filing this lawsuit, it was outrageous.
The mother and daughter are now back in the U.S. awaiting the resolution of their case. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
Now to Southern California, where more than 20,000 people have been forced out of their homes by a growing wildfire that authorities say was deliberately set. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Lake Elsinore.
Massive flames raged up the mountain and into the backyards of this hillside neighborhood. Some residents desperately sprayed down their homes and were forced to evacuate overnight as the flames closed in.
Oh, my God.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling the fast-moving fire that's threatening thousands of homes. Cal Fire Battalion Chief Tim Chavez says firefighters have a long battle ahead and expects the fire to grow.
How serious is this?
The homes are really in danger. Otherwise, we would not pull the evacuation trigger.
But some residents have decided to ignore evacuation orders and stay behind.
It's my house, my capital, my kingdom. You know, I don't want to just leave it. I mean, we got a lot of helicopters. We got a lot of support here.
In Northern California, the huge Mendocino complex fire is now 51% contained. CBS's Jerika Duncan says more of the pieces are falling into place in the puzzle that emerged from a squalid compound in New Mexico.
My heart is taken away from me.
Hakeemu Ramsey told Atlanta station WSB she believes the remains of a young boy found at a New Mexico compound may be her toddler, Abdul Ghani Wahaj. She says about 8 months ago, her husband, Siraj Ibn Wahaj, kidnapped their then 3-year-old child who suffers from severe health problems.
This is not the man you knew.
No, it's not the man. It's not, absolutely.
Investigators raided the New Mexico compound last week after receiving a tip people inside were starving. They found a body of an unidentified young boy.
A clearer picture of the death toll from Hurricane Maria is emerging from Puerto Rico. Here's CBS's David Begno.
In a report to Congress requesting $139 billion in aid money, the government of Puerto Rico acknowledged that in the 4 months following the hurricane, 1,427 more people died than normal compared to the previous 4 years.
David, we've always said that the amount was going to be higher.
Hector Pesquera is Puerto Rico's Secretary of Public Safety.
We never heard you come out and say 1,427 until you put this report to Congress.
But it was never, maybe it's an issue of perception, maybe, but it was never meant to be secret. It wasn't secret. This is what the recovery report says.
At NFL preseason games last night, the national anthem brought Dolphins Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson to one knee in Miami. Stills said he thought before the game he might be on his own.
I'm grateful that he sees what's happening and he wants to stand up and do something about it as well.
Another Miami player raised a fist in Philadelphia. Two players raised fists in protest in Seattle. Three went to the locker room when the anthem played. The NFL has delayed any disciplinary action as it holds talks with the players' union. The prosecution could rest its case today at the Paul Manafort trial. Some 20 witnesses have been called in the bank fraud and tax evasion case. CBS's Paula Reed.
They're very attentive. Even when we are deep in the weeds and looking at the minutia of loan documents, they're extremely an attentive bunch, which is a good thing for both sides, so they can definitely hear the entire case and weigh in fairly.
And prosecutors convinced the judge to tell the jury he may have been wrong when he angrily berated them earlier in the trial. Citing threats from Russia and China, the Trump administration is pushing ahead with plans for a space force to be established by 2020. CBS's Angelica Alvarez.
A four-star flag officer would lead the Space Force, which would include an elite group of warfighters called the Space Operations Force. A civilian would serve as Assistant Secretary of Defense for Space, and the Space Development Agency would focus on new technology for the fight in space.
A new court ruling will stop the sale of a widely used and controversial pesticide within a couple of months. CBS's Allison Keyes says farm workers and environmentalists joined up to oppose it.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra says this is one more example of how then EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt skirted the law and endangered the health of our children because he refused to curb pesticide levels found in food. Chlorpyrifos belongs to a family of pesticides similar to a nerve gas developed in Nazi Germany. A federal appeals court ruled that the Trump administration endangered public health by keeping it on the market.
Overseas, CBS's Larry Miller has more on the fallout from an attack in Yemen that killed more than 50 people.
The UN has called for an independent investigation into a Saudi-led coalition airstrike on a bus in Yemen that killed at least 29 children and wounded another 30. Kevin Watkins heads the charity Save the Children.
It certainly needs to be investigated as a war crime.
Watkins says the Saudis believe they can get away with such attacks.
That sense of impunity comes from the silence of Saudi Arabia's allies, including the United Kingdom.
UNICEF says the bus attack marks a low point in the Yemen civil war. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach has agreed to recuse himself from the vote count in his still unsettled Republican primary with Governor Jeff Collier. Kobach leads by just over 100 votes. Living on the streets isn't easy, but in one country, donations are finding their way directly to the people in need.
It's getting tougher for homeless people because we're fast becoming a cashless society. But in Britain, the homeless are benefiting from new technologies. They now take Apple Pay. It's part of a social innovation project called Greater Change. The homeless are being given special barcode cards. People who want to donate can do so through their smartphones using the various electronic payment apps. The donation goes into an account that's managed by a caseworker. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
A big Democratic Party event in Clear Lake, Iowa today will draw some politicians who might become presidential candidates. Also on hand, Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti. He was at the Iowa State Fair yesterday telling people he's seriously considering a White House run. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.